We're broadcasting from the International Builder Show Kitchen Bath Industry Show, Las Vegas, specifically at the National Association of the Remodeling Industry exhibit. We'd like you to visit our website at onthehouse.com, share the video, share the show notes, and have a look at the folks offering terrific information on products and services. Matt Reisinger among them. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Now, you're a builder in Texas.
Yes, sir. I build in Austin.
You build in Austin, and you also are a YouTuber. You have a show on YouTube.
I have The Build Show on YouTube.
The That's Build right. Show.
The best place to find me is just youtube.com/Matt Reisinger.
And unlike the Carey brothers, he truly does have a face for television.
You got
We have a face for radio. 33 years of living proof. But one thing that's common about all of us as builders, do you remodel or do you do new construction?
I do both. Okay. 50% remodel, all right. 50% new.
There you go. So one thing that's common among the three of us is that we all use rock wool.
That's right.
And for those who may not be familiar with the product, share with them what it is and why you use it as a builder.
So guys, I'm a builder in Austin, Texas. It's a hot, humid climate. But rock wool is a particularly interesting insulation choice for about three or four reasons. And here at the International Builder Show, they have a really good booth that shows off those. So let's talk about why it's different from some of the other insulation choices. And specifically, I'm going to be talking about the exterior insulation. Their rigid insulation that's on the outside of the house that would go on the outside, it's called comfort board.
Yes.
It's a fairly stiff and rigid insulation. And it's very different than the other rigid insulation boards you might use on a house.
It's not as rigid, number one.
It's not as rigid. It's also really heavy. It's made from rocks.
I plan on having a few licks at the end of the day today, and I'll end up pretty stiff myself.
With rigor mortis, anyway. Go ahead.
Anyways, it is made from rocks, and because of that, it has some pretty interesting properties. Number one, it has a fire benefit. They've got a really cool display where they've got a Bunsen burner going.
It's wonderful. I mean, the value, what you're saying is simply that it's going to give you not only a layer of thermal protection, but it's going to give you a layer of fire protection as well.
That's right. And you guys were with me at the, at least James was, I don't think you were there,
Morris. Yeah, it was Mississippi.
Mississippi at their plant.
That's
and
right.
They did a burn demo for
you
us.
Bet.
It was quite eye-opening.
Yeah. Which, of course, was very exciting for me because as a kid, I was a real,
you were a firebug.
Yeah, I was a firebug.
I think the term is pyro. Actually.
Pyro, yeah, I was a pyro. Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely was a pyro.
Yeah.
Where they made a bird cage out of this comfort board material, about an inch thick.
And put chocolates inside.
Put chocolates in it, right?
Yeah.
And another remodeling buddy of ours, Danny Lipford, was the kind of host of the show that day.
Yep.
And so Danny puts a box of chocolates in there. The fire department lights a fire underneath it, raging
fire. I mean,
fire
they torch that, yeah.
Probably going for what, 3, 4, 5 minutes?
A couple of thousand degrees easy.
Yeah.
Really hot. And then, number one, the birdhouse doesn't go away.
No.
Traditional insulations, especially if it was, let's say, a foam plastic insulation,
would be gone.
Pull
the box and chocolates
out. Open up the birdhouse.
And what
eat the chocolate. Still crunchy.
That's right. The chocolate's not melted.
And
the
insulation's still intact. With the minute we have left, that they're not a one-trick pony. In addition to the comfort therm, they also have a sound attenuation product.
That's right. And the other two things I want to mention that they don't advertise much that I think are particularly cool is that it's vapor open, meaning you can dry through it. It's hydrophobic, meaning that water runs off it like water off a duck's back.
Yes,
it's rock.
Because it's made out of rock. That's right. And the last thing that they're going to be advertising more this year is that termites will not tunnel through it.
Oh, wonderful.
And so traditional exterior insulations, you have to worry about keeping the termites and the bugs and the ants out of it because those bugs love to tunnel through exterior foams, whereas their exoskeletons actually get broken up by tunneling through rock wool, so they won't do it.
Nicely done, Matt. Good job.
Thanks,
we'll watch
guys.
You on YouTube, The Build Show, and we'll also go
YouTube.
To
YouTube.com/Matt Reisinger.
Wonderful. And we'll put a link at our website at onthehouse.com.
That'd be awesome. I'd love it.
And we want to invite you to visit the Rockwool website. It is rockwool.com. Thank you, Matt.